With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Over 130 hippos are stranded in the muddy waters of Munambeza Pond in the Zambezi region due to a prolonged drought. Munambeza is a third pond along the Chobe River, bordering Botswana, where hippos have become trapped. So far, five hippos have died. Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism spokesperson Romeo Muyunda has an update.
The ministry is intervening where a number of hippos are stranded in mud pools after the water in those pools evaporated. The situation is basically caused by the drought situation that we found ourselves in as a country, leading to water ponds drying out and hippos being stranded in some of these pools. The pools that we know of so far are three on the eastern side of the Zambezi region. The ministry has since started drilling a borehole for these hippos so that we are able to pump water into that pond for them to survive.
The ongoing drought in Namibia is expected to affect about 1.26 million people, or 41.5% of the population, from October 2024 through to March of 2025, with rural and vulnerable communities facing the greatest risks. Prime Minister Sarah Kurongelwa Amadila urged disaster risk management stakeholders to strengthen their efforts during her remarks at the National Platform on the implementation of the nationwide drought relief program. Then, from elsewhere, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked South African President Cyril Ramaphosa for supporting his country's territorial integrity amid the war in Russia. The two leaders met on the margins of the United Nations Summit of the Future in New York. Zelensky has emphasized that only the unity of world leaders can force Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop the war.
Thank you so much. We're very interested in developing relations between our countries. I wanted to thank you too for your support and the thanks for your representatives, and we want to count on your continuing support. Thanks for support our territorial integrity.
And New York Mayor Eric Adams is expected to face federal criminal charges or an indictment following an investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan. The inquiry focused on his connections to Turkish officials and campaign donations. If indicted, Adams will be the first sitting mayor in the city's history to face such charges. The mayor says he plans to fight.
These charges will be entirely false. For months, leaks and rumors have been aimed at me in an attempt to undermine my credibility and paint me as guilty. Just this past week, they searched the home of our new police commissioner looking for documents from 20 years ago, just 1 week after he joined my administration.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.